The Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has reviewed upward the policy rate from 14.5% to 15%. The committee cited high risk to inflation. Business and consumer interest in the first quarter of the year also weakened. Government has announced a number of comprehensive measures in the short, medium to long term to address the erratic electricity supply and increase the country's energy mix. The Minister of Energy, Dr. Otinyeje, announced this when the ministry took its turn at the Meet the Press series in Accra.
In the next 6 months, 350 megawatts of new generation capacity is expected to be brought online. Of that, VRA is expected to bring 240 megawatts, and a subsidiary of SNET is expected to bring another 110 megawatts. The specific details are given as follows. VRA's Takwadi 3 thermal plant is expected to be ready with 132 megawatts in October 2012. I visited the place a couple of weeks ago. I went through, used my knowledge as electrical engineer, discussed the details with them, and we've been assured by October there will be an addition of 132 megawatts. The steam turbine generator unit at TAPCO is expected to return to service in July to add another 110 megawatts. If we do get 110 and add it to my 74, I should have at least 180 during the peak period as my reserve margin. Should there be a fault from the largest unit of 170, I expect that at least load shedding will be eliminated or be extremely minimal.
Dr. Ajay also outlined the medium to long-term measures of the government.
We hydropower project is expected to be completed in the next 12 months, providing additional 400 megawatts to the system, and this definitely should be able to support us. We intend to use the Bui 1 during the peaking period, so that during the time period that we'll be having these reserve issues, we will inject all the 400 megawatts into our system, and they will run for a short period during the peak period, and that should at least conceptually assure us that we will eliminate the challenges during the peak period and hopefully the challenges within the power system. TECO's expansion project, expected to add 110 to the power system, is currently being sent to Parliament to receive parliamentary approval for the project to commence this year. The project should be completed within 18 months. You recall that in the government in under NDC 1 work with the US government and a US company called CMS Generation, and we put up a 220 megawatt plant. We had designed it to be a combined cycle, and when we came, we realized that there was a need for us to complete that project so that it would become a 330 megawatt plant. We've worked, but we finished it, cabinet has approved it, and the memo has been sent to parliament. It should take them about 18 months to complete the construction, and that should add an additional 110 megawatts to our system within the next 18 months. And finally, in the next 6 months, VR is expected to start the construction and installation of the 200 megawatts amps Alstom units at Pune. This also will take a minimum of 18 months to complete, and we expect that within the second half of 2014, that unit too should be available. So that in the next 12 months, we expect to get 750 megawatts.
That was the Energy Minister, Dr. Otinyeje.